You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Israel is bracing for Iran's retaliation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're on extremely high alert. We know that this is a genocidal, murderous, fascist state.
Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer, after Iran vowed a harsh punishment for the missile strike in Tehran overnight that killed Hamas political leader Ismail Haniya. Mentzer is not commenting on that, but as for the Israeli strike in Lebanon hours earlier that killed a top Hezbollah militant commander...
Look, our message is crystal clear. Hezbollah has crossed a red line.
After the weekend rocket attack in the Golan Heights killed 12 children. As for the dead Hamas leader, Haniya was the lead negotiator trying to work out a ceasefire in Gaza, so Qatar's prime minister, leading the talks, says how can mediation succeed when one party assassinates the negotiator on the other side? Meanwhile... a UN report alleges Israel's mistreated Palestinian detainees.
There are claims of waterboarding, sleep deprivation, electric shocks, and the release of dogs on prisoners. The UN Human Rights Office report calls the number of Palestinian detainees staggering. The report also accuses the Palestinian Authority of carrying out arbitrary detention and torture too, in order to suppress opposition in the West Bank.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump will talk to a black journalist convention today and then rally in Pennsylvania after telling Fox if Vice President Harris is elected, world leaders will treat her like a play toy.
They're going to walk all over her. And I don't want to say as to why, but a lot of people understand it.
A vice president at a rally in Georgia urged him to debate her.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
The vice president will campaign this evening in Houston. Next week, she'll rally in Pennsylvania with her running mate, though Harris hasn't yet named who her VP pick is. Delta's CEO says the global IT outage that forced it to cancel more than 5,000 flights cost the airline $500 million. America's listening to Fox News.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that addresses the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
What? I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Somewhat on the road. I bet you I'm not 3 minutes from the radio station, but I'm at Dino's Pizza. It's a special day honoring and trying to help a family from an absolutely disaster and such a tragedy, I guess is a better word, of a police officer getting shot and killed, leaving his wife and his beautiful wife and his beautiful five kids behind. Anyway, we'll get to that as the program unfolds. I want to talk about it. I got special guests coming. We've all seen this throughout the state of Louisiana and around the country, and it's a shame this ever happens. But before we get to that, anyway, we have Dino's Pizza, and we'll be here until – I'll be here and actually eat lunch right after. So come on out, and there's a reason I'm at Dino's Pizza. So Captain Jolivet was killed about a week ago. And everybody wants to do something to help the family. He left his wife and five children behind. So the Police Association of Lafayette, they're raising money to help bless the widow and the five kids. And everybody you talk to, this is what they're talking about in this community. I've seen it happen in Baton Rouge, Shreveport. I've seen it happen in every community in the state of Louisiana and beyond. And the problem is this happens too many times, and that's the problem. But here's what we're doing today. I had a buddy of mine, my car czar, when he heard about this, he said, you know, Moon, you ought to go to Dino's, because they heard Dino's, Tim Metcalf, and was getting ready to try to help him. He's real close to a lot of the police department and people of that nature. And he wanted to do something special to help Captain Jolivet's family. And so what he decided to do today was to give the proceeds at his restaurants 15% of the proceeds. So if people were, and there's other ways to give, and I'll get to that in a minute before we get to our guests. But he wants to give 15%. So when somebody eats at a Dino's Pizza, and there's three locations, or Prejean's, and there's two locations, 15% of the proceeds today will go to the family, to go to help the widow and the five kids, and to kind of help them go through some of this grief and, you know, money. And everybody that goes through anything like this knows that, you know, there's a problem. And so Tim Metcalf is very involved in the community and his family and his businesses, and he wanted to give something back to help the family. So here's the deal. If you go to Dino's Pizza anytime today till they close, or Prejean's anytime today till they close, they're gonna take 15% of the total sales and hand it to the mom and to the kids. And I think that's such a blessing. Anyway, Police Association of Lafayette Local 905 is involved big time. Everybody's involved. The Acadiana community. We want everybody to be involved. I wish I could do this for every fallen soldier or every fallen policeman, but I can't. But gave me an idea. My buddy gave me an idea, and I called. I said, you know, Tim, we talk a lot of politics. We talk about a lot of things on this program. And I said, let's do something to kind of help the cause. And that's all I'm trying to do is to help them get where they need to be. So I got a young lady. I'm getting ready to visit with her for a second. Let me just tell you ways that you can donate, first of all. You can make a check payable to the Police Association of Lafayette, Police Association for Lafayette, P.O. Box 90082, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509, and put it to the Jolivet family. There's a cash deposit you can make at Maple Credit Union for the family, and you can also Venmo the Police Association of Lafayette at PAL 905 for the Jolivet family. So this is a way, and I'm going to get y'all to change mics. Nadia, let Tim have that real quick. I'm going to come back. You just sit right there. I'm going to let him do it because you can kind of get it going with me. Then I want to bring these great guests from the police department on. So anyway, this is what they're doing today, folks. Dino's Pizza is stepping up and saying, you know what, let's help the family. We all see this. We see this too often. It's just such a tragedy to watch what goes on. And these families have to recover and pick up their lives. And in this case, you're talking about a mom with five kids. I mean, you're talking about a lot of weight on this lady's shoulders. This is a way to help them. Everybody can give. If you don't want to give, I understand, but I'm asking you, if nothing else, come to Dino's Pizza and eat today. Anytime, once Tim and them open today at 10:30 until they close, and then, and also at Prejean's. And I got Tim
that's
on.
That's carry out, too.
So every penny that comes through here,
Every penny that comes through the door.
Yes, yeah, sir. Y'all going to donate. Yes, and first of all, Tim, thank you for doing this, because I know the people at the police department appreciate it. I see police department eating your restaurants all the time. Because you do know I eat in here.
You're here pretty often. Probably as often as I am.
So, just about. Talk a little bit about why you're doing this, and because I know you've done it before in the past.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what the goal here is, to raise money, of course.
Raise money. But it's something you never want to do, first of all. Well, I don't want to do it again. But you have to support the people that protect and serve the community. We got to take care of them. We don't pay them a whole lot of money. I can't imagine five kids. Who's the person that has to tell them daddy's not coming home tonight? You know, that just hit me.
If you had one, it would be tough.
Oh,
talk about
goodness.
Five now. Five. With all different little personalities.
That's right.
All different
that's
ups
right.
and downs, you know.
As you said, that's a lot of weight. We as a community just have to show that we support those that take care of us, that protect us. So,
but you've always been close, pretty much, with police, absolutely. Sheriff's Department, all that. You have.
For sure. I appreciate, respect, admire. Yeah.
Well, so today, Tim, when they come in, order, get it to go, cater everything you donate to it.
Yes, sir.
So what you do? I know you hope you write the biggest check you can possibly write.
I'm trying to write the fattest check I've ever written. I'm telling you.
I'm going to ask another question, because people are going to want to know. Can they walk in here and give a check? Because
absolutely.
They can.
We'll take any way we can get it to them. They got Venmo set up. They've got direct deposit at the Maple Credit Union.
Yep. Direct deposit. Yeah, you got Venmo.
Anyway, we can do that.
So if people come by any of the Dinos or Prejean, say, hey, I got money, cash, check.
We're going to turn it right over to the police association. Yep.
And the Jolivet family is what you need to make sure you tell
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Dinos, Jolivet family. If they mess up making the Dinos, I'll cash it. We'll make it work.
Okay. I wanted to check on it because I thought, you know, it's a good idea to accept the money, but I don't like to touch other people's money.
No, I don't. But in this case, we will make an exception, and we will make sure it gets to that family. I promise you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I just wanted to know, because I know the Police Association of Lafayette Local 905, they got a post office box 90082, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. And now, Tim, I was going to ask you this. Did you know this gentleman? You didn't know him?
The SWAT team meets here often, and I go say hi to him. Personally, I did not know him personally.
Okay, well, I got some people that did. They're going to talk in just a few minutes.
He's the kind of guy we need in the police force.
I like something you said, though. You don't never want to do this again.
No.
And when you're saying that, that's not, why are you doing it? Well, it's a shame you want to do it to help a family, but not doing it. Because this has happened so much around our country and around our state.
It's an epidemic. So we need to change it from the culture. You know,
it's
got to change.
You know, and it's a tough, they got a tough job. And I was asking a young lady, she's going to come on a little bit. And I was talking about how these, they got to be trained. So if you had a shooting at that building right over there, and they were called and said, we got a shooting coming out of that building, they kind of know what they're going into.
Right.
But when they go to domestic violence, you really never know what you're going into. And I don't know how you determine it, because
they tell me that's the scariest one to go to.
I know, but if you walk up, you're thinking it's a mom and dad or two, a man and a woman, whatever the situation is, you think, well, this will be cool. I'll go in there and say we can talk to him, and you're getting shot at. And you can't, and like we were saying, you can't knock on the door and say, open up or we'll shoot. That don't work either.
That don't work.
So that's kind of a hard thing for these people to go through.
Yeah, we have to stop it from happening to begin with.
So let me ask you a question, Tim, so people know how it works. Somebody asked if we call in orders for lunch for our office. Is that included?
Absolutely.
Okay, so any sales
any
that go through.
Any order that comes through this building, my four properties will be counted towards it, any which way. We excluded gift cards, but everything else.
But I want to say this, too, though. Somebody calls in, y'all going to be so busy.
It might be an hour wait. Give some time. We're going to do everything we can. Yeah, the wait at the door is probably going to be long. The ticket time is going to be long.
Okay.
But
here's a question that people want to know.
That's
so
right.
So you say you take in whatever amount of dollars you take in, and you're going to write a check.
I got the most people I can in the kitchen floor.
Oh, they may come in early this morning.
You might come to see me. I might start making pizzas today. So you don't know.
You did last time, didn't you?
I did.
One other thing that people ask about when they do the fundraisers like that, when does the family get the check from you, or do you present it to
the
Lafayette
Police? The day after, next day. We don't hold up.
No, this ain't a week later. We got to figure it all out. I mean,
We're not corporate. No. We end of the night, we run our report. And
you're just basically doing this on gross sales anyway. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a little easy.
That's easy math. That's not new math. That's easy math. Yes, sir.
So I guess once you get through the data, you'll present it tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I'm taking a guess. Yeah, that's I'm what
sure.
you're
going to
do.
Sergeant Green will come over and we'll get it. Or I'll go see her. We'll get it.
I just wanted to know that. So let me say it again. This is not only to bless a family, it's to celebrate one's life.
Absolutely.
It's to celebrate that you still left a legacy, not only with the police department, I'm sure I'm going to hear a lot of that today, but with his wife and children.
Wife and children.
Because, you know, they're going for a long, long time.
Let these guys know that if in fact, they do fall in the line of duty, that we got their back.
Okay.
You know, the community does. So.
Let me do this one more time. Explain to people, if they eat at Dino's and Prejean's, what y'all doing today.
15% of total sales are going to the Jolivet family. If you dine in, if you carry out, if you cater, whatever, today, from open to close.
So somebody caters $1,000 at a company?
$150 are going to the Jolivet family.
That's what I want to hear. Tim Metcalf, great community guy, doing a great job. And we're going to get to visit with some more of the people at the police in Lafayette and get to hear from them. And they'll talk a little bit about the man, too, so that's always cool. So let me take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Doesn't matter if you're in the community or not. If you want to give and give to a great cause, this is the one that you want to give to. They got some sad faces and upset people and hurt people and a hurt family. And this is a great deal. Take a break. We'll be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black-eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest-growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will, too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
When the power goes out.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. We are at Dino's Pizza. And, of course, Dino's Pizza, it's a big day for them. They're trying to help out a fallen soldier. By the way, it's Corporal Jolivet. Man, Nadia looked at me a while ago and rolled in my eyes. I thought, man, this ain't my wife. I said, Captain, and Nadia Adams joins me right now. And I saw it in my eyes rolled. I said, oh, Jesus, she been talking to my wife. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, good to see you. Because Big Cause, Dino's Pizza Prejean's, 15% of all the proceeds. It doesn't matter how it's sold out of here today. To help Corporal Jolivet. Yeah, I saw you when I rolled my eyes off. I said, Lord have mercy.
So no, I didn't.
I guess I'm going to have to sing the national anthem.
Yes, you're going to have to now.
You know, one of the things I want to do is someone like you, you can talk a little bit about the man. I didn't know the man. You know, I don't know all of you folks. And I got a funny story I got to tell y'all a little bit. But I'll tell you off the air. But talk a little bit about the gentleman that was tragically taken away. I know it's tough, but I still need you to talk about it because I want to know about it.
I can, because we don't have any sad memories with them. They're all happy. All a few of us called him Bird.
Maybe you don't want to tell why. They no, call me just, Moon, and I can't tell nobody why.
No, we called him Bird, and he was just like, he was like the annoying little big brother. Like, he knew how to push your buttons, but then would laugh when he would succeed at it. And he just was always full of life. Just always, you couldn't help but laugh at him. You know.
Let me ask you a question. I don't like to go back into too much detail. I'm not asking Fanny. Were you with him when all this happened, or you kind of got the bad news just watching the news, or maybe when they went around? Because everybody hears this stuff mm-hmm. at a different time.
So I was with him that morning, and we got the call. I'm a negotiator with him,
yes,
so
ma'am.
We got the call, and I'm actually the co-commander. So my commander had just went to sleep because he worked the night before, so I had to arrange for people to go. So I talked to him that day. I'm currently not on the road because I'm pregnant, so I was not there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now I know why my eyes are rolling. My wife's eyes didn't roll to me. She got pregnant. Now I get rolled all the time.
And let me tell you, she just couldn't. I'm sure he couldn't count the amount of times I rolled my eyes at him.
Well, good. You practice on him, and now I'm getting the same treatment.
Somebody got to get it now. So I was not with him, but constantly getting updates about it.
Can I ask you, this is a tough question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You guys that are in this field of business y'all in, which is a very tough business, what happens when you hear that a comrade is been taken down like that? I mean, it's got to be, like, almost shock because you work with them every day. And this is not an everyday occurrence, thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. But it isn't. It does happen. Y'all know that when y'all on the job it can happen.
So some people have already been through this kind of situation when we lost another brother in blue, Corporal Middlebrook. So you'll hear a few people say that they kind of already went through it, so they kind of knew what to expect, knew what to do. But somebody like me, I've never lost a fellow officer, and not only an officer, a friend, like a very close friend.
Yeah.
So this was all new to me. So for some of us, it was just like, what? Like, you'll still hear people say that it just doesn't feel real. That it's just kind of waiting on somebody to say, like, oh, no, y'all, it's a prank. Like,
yeah.
Joke.
Well, unfortunately, it's not a prank.
It's not. So it's just
when somebody like Metcalf and the family and Dino's and Prejean does something like this, it's got to make y'all feel great that, you know, you got a community. And mm-hmm. what's going to happen today is all the people who you won't meet on the radio, don't own a business, that come in here and purchase 10, 20, 50 bucks, that's got to make y'all feel good because they're coming to tell you we love y'all. This is all I can do. A lot of times you say to somebody, you can't do nothing but pray for somebody because that's all you can do.
And
in this case, people are giving.
Yeah. Whether it's prayers, whether it's $2, whether it's $10, yeah. $20, $30,
sure.
it all means a lot. And
if
I'm
somebody,
sure for his family,
if somebody want to eat $1,000, you ain't got a problem with that. Huh?
No.
Well, they got businesses out there that can feed their whole family and know that it goes to a good cause.
Yeah, so, and we're always very thankful for that. We always say more people love us than hate us. So.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air unless y'all let me, but I got a funny story dealing with the Lafayette Police Department. Y'all got
to
hear it because one of y'all might have been there. One of y'all been there. Well, it's sad to meet up like this. The blessing is the community's behind what you guys stand for. You know, when I say community, I'm talking about the people that love the community, love obeying the law, love with doing right. And like I told you, I think I had 18 wrecks and 20 tickets.
Oh.
Yeah, by the way, three of those wrecks weren't my fault. Three of them were not my fault.
Three of them.
That's right.
But we're not going to talk about the rest of them.
No, don't do that.
We ain't going to talk about the rest of them.
I've never had a policeman stop me. And you can say, well, what you do for a living? I didn't always do this. People don't know you. And by the way, I've been stopped all over the state. I never had them not treat me with respect. Black, white, male, or female, they've all treated me with respect. And I still think, for the most part, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, I can't speak for every agency, but I know our agency is such like a community. Like, we're so community-based, so like just, we're more than just officers. We're humans behind the badge, so I wouldn't doubt that they would have asked you what you
did. I'm going to let you go because I got to take a break, so you don't want me to say best of luck with your child.
Thank you.
You don't want me to say you hope it's two or three, huh?
Oh, no, it's one.
My son said, boy, I hope I have twins one day, and when they say, guess what, you're having twins, he said, huh?
I love that for your son.
And when they showed up, he went, what the hell happened to my life? Thank you, Nadia. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Okay.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's Hudco Roofing.
If you're selling a bit.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show on a little bit of a road trip, about 3 minutes from the KPL studio. We're here at Dino's today broadcasting. It's not only to help raise money for Corporal Jolivet, it's also to honor a guy that a lot of these ladies and gents know him. They work with him. And so today at Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, if you've been following the story, I don't know if anybody in our area who hadn't followed it. Matter of fact, I saw editorials in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and I'm all in all those markets talking about this event and what happened, and how we lost somebody in the police department that we didn't need to lose. And so what Tim's doing at Dino's Pizza is today, if you eat at Dino's Pizza, order online, whatever, and Prejean's. They got two locations at Prejean's. He's going to donate 15% from five restaurants to this gentleman, his wife and widow, and his kids, and the police association's out there. They're making a big deal of it. They're trying to help somebody, and they should. It is a big deal, and they want to help a fallen soldier's family who, by the way, a wife and five kids. I couldn't imagine. I had four kids. My wife was gone. I woke up with four kids. I just couldn't imagine that. And y'all probably imagine it every day because it's just the way it is. So I am joined by the president of the police association, the Lafayette Police Association. His name is Charles Broussard. Charles, first of all, good morning. Good to see you, man. You know, if I don't turn your mic on, you don't sound good as Nadia. God, what's up, brother?
How you doing? It's good to see you.
And I love what you guys are, your ladies and gents are doing. Y'all are, that's what you do. That's what people do. But, I mean, Tim doing this is really, really honorable, too. And I hope other restaurants will follow suit just to kind of help a family.
Yes, we have several that has contacted me to set up donations.
That's awesome. So if they'll let us know, I can't do this every day, like I said, but if you can let me know, we can mention it on the air that you today they're doing this and tomorrow they're doing that. I don't mind doing that at all. I mean, I think it's a worthy cause. Let's first talk about this before we get to police and the corporal. Let's talk about you can make a check payable to Police Association, correct?
Correct. Make the check Police Association Lafayette, and then the memo we just asking at the bottom that you put the Jolivet family. We have an account, a benefit account set up at Maple Federal Credit Union specifically for the wife. So all donation is going into that account straight to her.
Okay, now let's talk about the third one because a lot of people Venmo. Now, I don't even know what the heck that is. But, no, my wife does all that Venmo stuff. I said, I don't even want to know nothing about it. Here, I got to Venmo something. That's the way we do it. But somebody listening outside the Lafayette area, this would be the easiest way for them probably to give is on the Venmo. Although you talked to a guy in New Orleans already that said he wanted to give. Talk a little bit about the Venmo stuff.
So it's under Police Association Lafayette at PAL 905, and that is linked to that same account at Maple that the checks would go to. So the Venmo cash deposit or checks is going to that one account.
Does this go directly to her?
100%.
All the money goes directly
100%.
To her. And the reason why I ask is, you know, we've seen people raise money and then somebody comes up and says, well, I don't know if they got the money. How you know they got the money? That's why I'm asking a question. This money's going directly to a Jolivet family, basically.
Yes, sir. The account was zero. It was created and zeroed out. The first penny that went in and the last penny that goes in, all of it 100% will go to the wife.
Oh, that's great. And I'm glad other people are reaching out to you. You know, one of the questions I was asking, you may not be the guy you want me to ask this question, but I am. How does you guys have all been trained, ladies and gents have all been trained for every situation you possibly imagine. The problem with that is the situation you go into might not be really what you trained for. The training comes in handy, of course. So I was mentioning to y'all earlier, so if you come to a place that's got an active shooter in a place, you approach that differently than you would in a domestic violence or domestic whatever case you want to call it. How do you train for that? Because it seems to me, and I'm outside looking in, it seems to me that's when a lot of the shootings occur. That's when a lot of problems happen because you're dealing with emotions, you're dealing with people's livelihoods or whatever. So how do you train for that? That's got to be tough.
It is. But like on an active shooter situation, if they're actively shooting in our training, would be the same thing with SIM rounds. If they're actually shooting at us, we have to proceed forward and address the threat. You have to.
But is that not easier? When I say easier, it's nothing easy. But when you approach it, you know you got somebody shooting a gun. You know somebody's shooting at you. When you go to the domestic and you don't knock on the door and say, we're surrounded with guns, come out. You see what I'm saying? That approach is different. I'm not trained, but y'all are.
It is different until the first shot is fired. And then
I agree with that.
Then
I get that.
I can act the shoot where you have to address the
threat. But it seems like, and tell me if I'm wrong, it seems like the shooting is happening. They're going to shoot first. At that point, if they hit somebody, it's kind of late. That's why I'm asking that.
It is. And
that's what makes it so tough.
Action beats reaction every time. And, you know, you try to maintain as safe as you can, but the minute they chose to fire that first round, we have to react or people die.
Yeah, I'm not knowing. That's the problem y'all got. If you go in there shooting with cell phones and everything else, and all of a sudden they say, well, this guy took the first shot. And I know you can't do that. Active shooter, like I said, once y'all shot at, all bets are off then. Y'all going to do whatever y'all trained to do at that point.
Right. Yes, sir.
But it's a tough line, ain't it?
It is tough, but we have to do it.
So what do you do in a case like this? So y'all, when y'all get there, y'all trying to talk to them? Sometimes it just escalates because they had enough or whatever?
Absolutely.
Then y'all dealing with drugs, and I mean, y'all dealing with a lot of stuff.
It's a lot. But yes, we do have, like I said, our negotiator team comes out if it's a SWAT call out, and yes, we will talk. We ultimately want to end
everything
peacefully. That's our goal, where nobody gets hurt, nobody gets killed. Sometimes, unfortunately, our hands are forced. Like I said, once the first shot is being taken on a situation, we have to react to that.
And I just, man, I tell you what, I tell people all the time, there's certain jobs that have a calling. And what y'all, one of them. I always say nurses and doctors and people that go fight in our military. It's like a calling from God, and y'all do the same thing. Who wants to go? Y'all get paid like $250,000 a piece, right? I wonder why everybody's laughing back there. you're not actually doing it for the work. I mean, for the money, but you are doing it because there's have to be a calling in your heart to be able to do something like what y'all do. Because,
right.
I mean, just everybody, I'm not going to do it. That's not. I don't feel called to go do that. I think you guys and ladies that do this, y'all go, you know what? I can do that. That's what I want to do.
Right.
And every now and then, I was talking to Nadia, y'all got a bad apple. But they got bad apples in the talk show business and the restaurant business, too. It's always like that. But for the most part, I tell people, you get stopped by a policeman. And like I said, I've been stopped enough. If you just do what they want you to do, it normally goes by pretty quick.
Right.
You know, if I'm going 85 and a 70 or 65, you're probably going to stop me, and it's probably my fault. You know what I'm saying? This is my fault. So now I'm going to get mad at you for stopping me. Maybe if I did 90, you wouldn't have caught me. If y'all ever go to electric vehicles, you'll never catch me.
Right, right.
No, but did you know Carmel? Can you mention something? Talk a little bit about him.
He was just a great man. Always had a smile on his face. I don't remember ever seeing him having a bad day. Just a great guy all around. Give me the shirt off his back.
I saw a picture of him because I didn't know him, but he looked like, was he a pretty big guy?
I mean, he was fit.
Yeah. Right. He looked like he was put together.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Like I said, never seen him without a smile on his face. Never.
How long had he been an officer?
With us, right at 11 years.
Was he somewhere else before?
Appaloosas.
How long? Do you know how long he was there?
Yes, I want to say it was four and a half years.
So he's been an officer for 15 years, man. Correct. I bet the happiest day for a police officer, and I hate to say this, is when they retire. I don't know about to them, but I know a lot of them that are retired. I always had a good mix with a good friendship with state troopers and policemen and sheriff deputies when I was in Monroe and even here. It's been so nice to me. But I would thank for the mama and all that when they retire. One of the other things that people don't realize that y'all go through is it's a lot of mental stuff that goes into this. You guys are dealing with a lot of stuff that I don't think people realize how hard it is between the ears to do what y'all do. And I believe y'all have to deal with this, too.
It is tough mentally. And you say, it's funny, you say that people happy when they retire. But, you know, sometimes it's not the case because it's all they ever knew was to be a police officer. And
well, that ain't why I think they're happy to retire. I think mom and the kids are happy to retire.
They are definitely happy, yes. But some
you ladies and gents that go do this for a living and you've been in it for 25, 30 years, you guys, this is what you do. This is who you are.
So, and when you do retire, some of we just feel like we're lost now. We're out because that's all we know.
I've been doing this 31 years. Somebody asked me what I'm going to do when I quit. I said, I got it figured out. They said, you do? I said, absolutely. Right. What is it? I said, I ain't going to quit. Somebody start shooting at me, I might quit. All right, let's do this one more time because I got to take a break. Of course, Dino's Pizza and Prejean's 15% all day. We'll go to the family. I have to check tomorrow. The other ways to donate, if you're not in Lafayette area, and if you are in the Lafayette area, go over to three other ways to donate today.
So you can make a cash deposit at Maple Federal Credit Union and the Jolivet family account. You could also make a check payable to Police Association Lafayette, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 90082 Lafayette, L.A.
All right.
Or Venmo.
Oh, Venmo. All right, got to go. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home.
The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured 4 beds and 2.5 baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
It's Boone Griffon. Yeah, yeah. All right, how y'all all? Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show on the road. Dino's Pizza today. Just broadcasting to give a little publicity to the life and the death of Corporal Jolivet. And I don't have Nadia rolling eyes on me. Sean ain't rolled eyes on me yet because I didn't mess up nothing yet. Anyway, they're raising money. And Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, folks, they open at 10:30. And all day till they close, every penny that comes in, they're going to give 15% to the family and his wife and 5 children. And you're welcome to come by. Somebody just walked in and gave them cash. You're welcome to go into any places and donate it. Tell them for the Jolivet family. You can also donate by making a check payable to Police Association of Lafayette, P.O. Box 90082, Lafayette, Louisiana. And make sure you put the memo to the Jolivet family. Cash deposit, Maple Credit Union, and you can Venmo to Police Association of Lafayette. So those are ways to give. So if you're listening in another part of the state, I wish I could do this for every fallen soldier and every fallen policeman that we've had, unfortunately, in our state. But we decided we're just going to come here today. Tim was doing this. Tim's a good friend, a big advertiser of mine. And it was not Tim's idea, for people to know that. Tim wasn't trying to get a bunch of publicity. It wasn't even my idea. A friend of mine, I called him, my car's all calm, and said, man, you ought to go over there and do that. I thought, man, what a great idea to try to help a situation. So I hope we can be some help. This is all about the corporal. And I got another young lady here who's been a dispatcher, 911 dispatcher. You ain't heard me on there yet, Sean. Bobino, am I saying
yes,
it right?
Yes, that's right.
How you doing, Miss Sean?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you come here. Because, look, I know you talk. Let me ask you a question on the 911 dispatch. And when an event like this happens, are you involved in it on this one, or are you strictly dealing with the public?
This is the 911 side. That's where I'm at now. But I used to be a police dispatcher, so it's different. It's a different.
Okay, so when you were on that side, you would have got that call.
Yes.
You would have got the call about the dispute or the domestic problem first, anyway.
In some situations, they go through 911 first, and then it goes to the Lafayette Police.
So when you were doing the other dispatch, you would have been the one to say, hey, we got a problem at so-and-so address. We got to get out there. Here's a situation that you know. Mm-hmm. And you can only tell them what you know.
Yeah. So when it comes to police dispatching, we're directly dealing with the officers. We're monitoring them on
yes,
the radio.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I meant. Now you're dealing with the public.
Now dealing more
so
with the
public. So I know
you
can talk.
Yes. Now dealing with the public.
I asked you before you came on about Corporal Jolivet. You knew him?
Yes, I knew him.
You knew him well?
Yes, we knew him real well. Dispatch for him for 10 years. Cejus was something else. He was a handful. He was a fun person. There was never a dull moment. There's, we have offices where you have, you know, it's the job and that's what we do. And then there's some offices that are personal with you.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
C just was one of those officers who made sure every one of the dispatchers knew him really well. He didn't just, he wasn't just on the road. Every chance he got, he was stopping into dispatch. What y'all got to eat?
That would have been me. Hey, what y'all got to eat? I'd have been hanging out all the time.
And love to eat. Anytime you got something cooked. He's calling on the phone. Y'all got something in there? What kind of snacks y'all got? Not never can I bring you a snack.
Of course not. Can I come out and get it free?
For real. But we love to feed him.
Let me ask you a question, because like the military, policemen, sheriff deputies, state troopers, everybody kind of gets close. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes it so tough when you lose one.
Yeah.
How close do the families become, though, like with his wife and kids? Y'all had experiences with his wife and kids before, too? Because I know y'all do events. Everybody don't hang out together. I get that. But at work you do. Mm-hmm. Were y'all able to get to know the family at all?
I didn't. I met her for the first time yesterday.
Okay.
I've always commented and liked things on Facebook concerning her. I was supposed to meet her at Morgan, one of the other officers' wedding. I didn't get a chance to go to that wedding because I had another event going on. But a lot of them, they meet and they get together and gather.
Because I just know how work does. I mean, you end up meeting this guy and this lady, and you go out to eat, and you go visit with stuff, and pretty soon you're doing something. You got kids at the same age, if you do, and that's just how the world works.
He just talked about his family so much, it feels like you know him because they talk so highly of him. It's never a dull moment, like I said, and he always had something good to say about his family.
I read the comments of his bride. I call my wife my bride, so I'm going to call him my bride. His bride, and she was saying how he made sure his little kids were taken care of, and she was, and that's what his focus was. And you know, you lose somebody like this, and it hurts.
Yeah,
I get
absolutely.
It. The community, I hope, is going to support him today at Dino's Pizza and Prejo's and give money and people outside the community. But on the other side of it, it's good to know you're dealing with a good person.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to have a legacy. Now, his legacy is going to be through his wife and through his kids.
Yes.
And that's important. That's probably more important than being through the police department.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It would be through the police department because I know y'all probably have a shrine for people that get killed in the line of duty. There got to be something where y'all can be remembered.
Yeah.
And when you hear they were such good people, that right there says a lot about who they are.
Absolutely.
So my question to you is, when you move forward on this, how do you move forward with this? This is not something you just jump up and say everything's good.
Yeah. You just try to stay stuck on the good stuff.
You
remember the good memories. We got videos. We got voicemails. You remember the good stuff.
I'm taking it by listening to the few people I've already heard. He was a really good officer, too. He did his job. I mean, y'all talked about the human side of him, of the joking and cutting up and a good guy and a good, apparently, really good husband and father, but he had to be. Was he a good police officer?
He was a very good police officer. He was, and it'd be times he's fussing. Y'all better not call my number one more time on that radio. But he was just joking. It was always.
I guess out of everything you're dealing on the 911 side, and you deal with a little bit of everything. The domestic violence, the ones that come in with that, I gotta believe there's some hollering and screaming, and you gotta actually settle somebody down sometime to be able to understand what they're talking about.
Absolutely, it's not easy.
Well, I'm actually going when somebody calls, and I'm sure you've gotten it before, so-and-so's about to kill me. What do you do? How quick do you react on one of those?
Quickly. You have no choice but to write, because I got to get the information in quick so they can get the information in quick, so the officers can get it quick, because the quicker I get it, the safer it makes them.
When you dispatch it like that, do you send out more officers depending on what you get?
Yes, it's always like any type of domestic issue, you always want to send at least two. Never send a single officer to a domestic issue. And if you got more, you send what you got.
Yeah. If there's a couple of them in the area, you send more.
And most of the officers are really good, and they know, okay, this is popping off. Let me get over there and back this person
up.
Do
you try to get as much information as you can before
absolutely.
You send them?
Absolutely.
When you throw out a name, I know you with computers and all that, can you put a name in a computer and understand, whoa, this is a bad, because the person that killed Mr. Jolivet had a record a mile long.
Yeah.
And that's what, when you see that going there, you got to go up. we got a dangerous one here.
Yeah, and you want
to. And I don't want to bring that story up. I'm just saying, in general, you can pull names up and get to know who's out there.
Yes, you can.
But Sean, I'm so sorry for the loss.
Yes,
I really am. I can see in your face that it hurts. But y'all move on, and everybody does. But this is a big day to help the family.
Yes.
Try to get them some funds because that can help ease some tension on that side of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless. I just let you take that off. All right, folks, we're here at Dino's Pizza. You can Venmo the Police Association of Lafayette. You want to help 5 kids left behind, a wife and 5 kids. And tough situation. They just, police department, everybody else is doing their part. Prejean's and Dino's Pizza, of course, the Metcalf family are doing this. All right, we got to take a break. More to come. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. News Talk 96.5 KPEL Brobridge Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Israel is on extremely high alert. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the missile attack on Iran overnight that killed Hamas's political leader,
we're not commenting on that incident.
But Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer did comment on the strike hours earlier that killed a Hezbollah commander in Lebanon, days after the rocket attack in the Golan Heights killed 12 children.
Our long arm will reach to anyone who harms our people.
Now, Fox's Jonathan Savage reports, as for the Hamas leader being taken out,
Iran's Ayatollah says there will be a harsh punishment for Israel. Qatar and Egypt, who have tried to broker a ceasefire in Gaza, both say the apparent assassination of a key Hamas negotiator will jeopardize talks. Israel has previously vowed to eliminate Hamas's leaders after the October 7th attacks.
Those attacks led to the war in Gaza. On the campaign trail, former President Trump addressing a black journalist convention in Chicago today before a rally in Pennsylvania where Vice President Harris will rally next week with her still unannounced running mate. She'll campaign in Houston tonight while a new AP NORC poll shows
about 8 in 10 Democrats say they would be somewhat or very satisfied if Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee for president. The survey also finds that Harris's overall favorability has risen from 39% at the start of the summer to 46% now. It was conducted from July the 25th to the 29th after President Biden dropped out of the race.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Delta may take legal action against CrowdStrike or Microsoft. The CEO says they have no choice to seek damages, get payback for the global IT outage.
Delta's CEO Ed Bastian says the CrowdStrike tech outage cost the company $500 million. The airline's key systems were knocked offline, resulting in more than 5,000 flight cancellations as its crew tracking system remained backlogged.
That's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, hour number two of the Moon Griffon Show. By the way, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can always email me, moon at moongriffon.com. We're here at Dino's Pizza, and Dino's Pizza and Tim Metcalf and his family and Prejean's today. As you know, we've been talking about Corporal Jolivet, who was tragically killed, a policeman right here with Louisiana, a Lafayette Police Department. Tragically killed. He's a wife and five children he's leaving behind. And there's a lot of people giving in the community, and all y'all can give and help. But Tim Metcalf decided to give today 15% of the proceeds from Dino's Pizza and Prejean's. He's got three Dino's Pizza and two Prejean's. Everything that comes in today, no matter if you're ordering it, no matter if you get it to go, no matter if you got a company that wants to buy a bunch of stuff, and there's other ways to donate. We'll talk about that as well. But Tim's going to get 15%. So if you don't do nothing else, you say, I want to give money, but I just go eat. Just come eat. You're contributing to the family and the widow and the kids of Mr. Jolivet, and so I saw people bring money in here. You can do that on any of the locations, and there's other ways to give money as well. One is to write a check to the Police Association at Lafayette, P.O. Box 90082, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Just memo it, the Jolivet family. Cash deposits, Maple Credit Union. Go there, tell them Jolivet family, and Venmo the Police Association of Lafayette. That's an easy way. You people that Venmo, a lot of people Venmo. And it's all for a great cause. It's trying to help a family get settled in for a new life for them, you know, without the daddy, without the husband. And that is a tough situation. So anyway, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. The show will be here till 11 o'clock. And I've been visiting with people. People have brought money. But you can go to any of the locations and help the family out, and they would appreciate it. All right, we're joined. And it's an honor to have him. Hadn't met him yet. Paul Truart. He's the internal Chief of Police?
Yeah, interim. Interim Chief of Police.
All right, I got you. All right, make sure I got that right. Anyway, good to see you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming by on really a tough situation still.
Thank you, and I appreciate your support. And as always, we appreciate the support of the Metcalf family. They've always been here for us anytime during tragedy.
Yeah, they're special, and that's why their businesses survive and do well because they do that. You know, you guys, being an interim is a tough position too.
It is.
You don't know if you're going to be here for a long time or a short time, and it happens under your watch, and it's not you. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But it happens under your watch, and you have to deal with something that I don't know if you've ever had to deal with this before, but it's tough to deal with. Not just the family and the slain officer, but it's the whole police department, the whole community. You have to be the guy to step up, and you have, by the way.
Yeah, one thing that I've learned over the last 2 months that I've been interim chief of police is you have to be built for stress. Because they throw you right in the deep end and just tell you to go. So that's
it's been
a sharp learning curve. And, we've never dealt with this at this level before. We had Michael Middlebrook. I didn't have to deal with it at this level. But it's a learning curve. And we're just pulling together. and doing the best we can.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, no, like I said, you did a great job. I think all your officers have responded really well. It's just a shame we go through this and we see this all over the – you know, you remember the movement of defund the police, and the people were out there shooting them even more because it was like the police are bad. Police are not bad, okay? Y'all might have a bad person every now and then, but they got bad talk show hosts, too, that are not good, and they got bad restaurant on. You get my drift. But it seems that the media focuses on that. You know what you're working with. You know what you're doing. Y'all train. Y'all do a lot of training.
Yeah, that's correct. And if a police officer makes a mistake anywhere across the nation, it's all police officers' fault. That's what we run into. And I can't help what they train for in Indiana and Idaho. I can only control what's under my purview here in Lafayette and what our training has done. And we have a very, very long training cycle, at least with the city of Lafayette. Just to give you some example, you know, we go to the police academy. That's the basic that you have to do. After that, technically, we could put them on the road, cut them loose, give them a radio, give them a weapon. That's not what we do. When they come out of the police academy, depending on which one they go to, months and months and months long, we do an initial phase training, which is an advanced training. Now, in this training, we do driver's training. We're going to do firearms training. But the most important part is we do scenario-based training.
Yeah.
We do several weeks of just walking in, here's a scenario, this is how you deal with it, and just monitoring and coaching and teaching. And then if they make it through that portion, then they go to the road phase. They do another 14 weeks with four different officers. So from the time of hire to the time of being cut loose can be anywhere from 8 months to 10 months to sometimes, if we have to push them back because they're a little bit slower, 11 months. That's not occurring in every agency.
Now, Paul Truard, who's the interim chief of police here in Lafayette. No, I would think, me and you got a chance to talk a few minutes. I'm glad we did. You could train. You can only do so much training. There's no such thing as too much training. But you only do so much when they go out. And every scenario is probably different. Every single one of them are different. Am I wrong by saying it?
No, you never know what you're walking into. You know, you might be dispatched to an armed robbery. You get there and it's a domestic violence incident. You know, we're relying on the information from the caller to 911. We don't know what is going to occur until you walk through the door.
Yeah, and that makes it tough because, as I used the example earlier, you're going to a place with an active shooter. You get it. Okay, we got a guy that shot people. A guy still unloading on people. Man, that's a lot easier target than it is. It's like in the military. It's easier to fight a country than it is to fight terrorism when you don't know where they're going to pop up. The same thing with you guys and ladies. It's easy to pick that, but going to domestic violence, this is what happens sometimes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of emotion.
You can't go in shooting. Correct. You got to go in and assess what's going on.
Yeah, and in a domestic violence case or a case like this, there's a lot of emotion going on, you know, on both sides of it. For instance, in this case, they get in there, and I don't have all the details. The state police is taking care of that. But
sure.
From what I've been told is, you know, we had a hostage situation. So now you're going in there with a guy who's possibly armed, and you're concerned about the hostages. You know, is he going to hurt them? Obviously, we don't want to hurt the hostages.
Correct.
So that changes all the dynamics of the situation. So as he's hiding behind hostages shooting at us, you know, the SWAT team has a lot of decisions to make at that point. You know, what are
these?
These
are split-second decisions. I want people to understand. This is not, well, let's think about it and go do a chat and let's visit with people. And then we can make that determination. That, you guys, it's quick decisions. We're talking about somebody's life, too.
Yeah, and there's always going to be judgment. Everybody likes to go back in hindsight 2020, and that's not fair. You weren't there. You didn't have the half second to figure out exactly what to do and try and figure out the answers. It's just not like that.
Well, the other thing, too, is in a time of social media, you know, they make it look like somebody absolutely gets something on the phone, they only got part of it. And that's what they show over and over again, which they try to make the police department look bad. I didn't say in every incident, but sometimes they do. And really, that's not even a third of the story. It's not even 10% of the story. You guys have to deal with that. And you being the police chief, you know, that's kind of a tough deal.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, this past week I had a complaint about an officer. And I told the person, I said, listen, we got body cam. I said, let me look at it. If we're wrong, we're wrong. I'll be the first one to jump up and say, hey, we were wrong. After looking at the body cam, I told him, I said, how about we resolve this? Come to me. Let me show it to you. I bet you I can change your mind. What you heard, what you saw was just a snippet. Let me show you the whole thing and how the officer reacted and why he did what he did, and you would completely understand. So body cams have changed a lot, but yeah, sometimes we're unfairly portrayed. And I don't have to tell your audience that. They
know. No, because let me tell you something. And some people say I'm in a political business. I'm really in the entertainment fun business, but sometimes it's not fun. But I've seen the media take something you said, but if you don't add the stuff before you said it, it looks like, boy, this is really a hateful person. But what about what I really said? And when you show them that, they go, oh, well, that makes sense. I'd have said the same thing. Y'all deal with this every day. Y'all have to deal with it. But now with body cams, you know, body cams. Y'all got so much on y'all right now. I mean, it's hard to do your work because we got to make sure that somebody did everything right. I've never met a perfect police officer. I never met a perfect talk show host or restaurant owner either.
No, we're not perfect. We're just people.
Yeah.
We're people who have a different job and trained to go out into the public and work with them to protect. So, but we deal with it, and our officers love the body cams. I like them too. It saves us from a lot of complaints and stuff like that. And it actually improves the support of the community because we're held accountable. And that's what we need to be. We need to be held accountable.
Let's talk a little bit about the training. And I know you can't get in a lot of detail, but when you train officers, and y'all go through multiple training, like you said, this is the first step, the second step, the third step before they get out there. It's almost impossible to train for circumstances. But I know you practice circumstances because you have to. You got to get an idea when somebody gets in a situation, they're going to have to deal with it. And it might not be exactly like you train, but you're hoping the training that these ladies and guys go through can relate to whatever they're going through at the time.
Yeah, and the scenario-based training we conduct is led by experts. I say experts, tenured officers that have a lot of experience behind them. And even though we run, you know, scenario-based training, it's the 4 months in the car with the officer being mentored, taking them into situations, making mistakes, fixing them. That's what makes the difference. You learn more in those 4 months of FTO, field training officer training, than you do in the previous months and months and months, because it's all about getting experience from the experienced.
No, the problem with what y'all do is you ain't going to get the experience till you get the experience.
Yeah, and
when you put somebody
mistakes.
New on that and they see what happens, you know, they train and I guarantee you would, and this is just me, and I might be wrong by saying it, you'd rather hire somebody 5 years on the job than somebody just starting. Not a cut on a guy just starting, a lady, they may be the best you ever had, but they don't have that 5 years experience of actually knowing what they expect.
You are correct. And another thing that we do is once you've been cut loose, you're by yourself in the vehicle, you learn even more then because you don't have a handicap. You don't have the guy sitting next to you telling you what to do, what mistakes you made. You have to figure it out yourself. Call a peer, call a supervisor. So obviously, the more experience you have, the easier it is for us to train.
All right, no doubt about it. I want to hold you for one more segment. Paul Truard, who's the interim chief police, I'm going to keep him for one more little segment. Walker, let's go ahead and take a break. We're here at Dino's Pizza. I'm going to eat here too. And actually, I got meeting here twice. I got to eat here today, and my wife said, hey, Book, I think we got a table of 14 to 16. So I didn't ask if I was paying for that, though. I should have asked that question. Anyway, we'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. If you're selling a bit. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us here at Dino's Pizza. And, of course, a big fundraiser for a fallen soldier, a brother in the community, but also a friend of a lot of people who left behind his bride and five children. And Mr. Jolivet's not with us anymore, but the police association, the police are stepping up. And you got business people like Tim Metcalf with Dino's Pizza and Prejean's stepping up to the table to kind of bless these folks in a time that I'm sure there's so much uncertainty in that family right now, losing someone like that. Whether he was a breadwinner or not, he might have been, might have not, didn't matter. They lost daddy and they lost a husband. And the way to give it back is Tim's donating 15%. So if you eat today, and look, I got a lot of restaurants we represent, but today, Dino's Pizza and Prejean's, and Tim's going to give a big check back. And the bigger check he can give, the better. So they've been rolling in this place already. They don't open to 10:30. Back there, it's like it was 10:30 at 8 o'clock. They've been rolling in here. We're honored to have Paul Truard on with us, interim chief of police. You knew Mr. Jolivet too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I've been here 27. He's been here coming up on 11. I knew him well.
You knew him well. So big loss. Good cop, good policeman. Seemed like a pretty good everything.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
All around. He was a family man. Helped the public. I went through his file today just to see what was in it. And it was filled with commendations, and all the commendations were helping people. You know, they were having mental issues. They just needed help, needed to talk to. That's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, you know, if you lost somebody who was a total rear end, you'd be just as depressed. But when you lose somebody that's a good guy and everybody seems to know him and like him and love him, it makes it even that much tougher. I mean, your family, I don't care if you got, there's always a black sheep of the family. But in this case, y'all are a knit family within that department.
Correct.
I know you are, and you're within the community, and people depend on y'all.
Yes, and he was the best of us. You know, I've been asked that question several times, is what is your law enforcement community? You know, and I spoke on it yesterday at the vigil, is we're a family. We know each other. You know, we're a department of 300 officers, 40 civilians. Everybody knows everybody.
But y'all got to be able to trust each other, too, and that's the big thing. People, when they start getting mad at policemen and all that stuff, the part they don't know, they don't understand the trust factor that's got to be built in this.
Yeah, and it's not just us. We've been supported by this community on every major event and even well supported by our mayor's office. Everybody comes together and has provided support. It has been awe-inspiring to see the community outreach, the outreach from all the governments. I had members from City Hall on my hip for the last two or three days just there to say, hey, what do you need? If you need something, I'm here. The public, too. The outcry from the public has been amazing.
Paul, one of the things I wanted to ask you, too, when something like this happens, do you have to go back and I'm not going to say retrain, but you have to go back and find out, okay, he got killed. What do we need to change? Because, and that's that, once again, that's not on y'all. Y'all did all the training. This is a tragedy. This is somebody that nutted up. What do you do? How do you make an adjustment? Because I know somebody else walking up to that door, they're going to have doubts. Oh, my God, what am I dealing with? But they may have that already because you guys don't know what you're going into.
Yeah, it's a lesson learned. Behind any shooting, especially this one, once we get all the facts and everything's learned, we're going to sit down, do a round table, and see if mistakes were made, see what we did right, what we did wrong, what we need to continue to do, what we need to fix. It's like any major shooting. Yeah. We do it every time, and no doubt we'll do one on this one. It just takes time to get all the information.
Yeah, I know it is, and that's what's so tough. You guys have got to go through the whole investigation, but every lesson, no matter how hard it is, and this is a hard one, you always wonder what you could have done. And let's be blunt. That's a common thing for anybody. You get in a car accident and lose a family member. You wonder what you could have done. You guys are a family. Y'all got to look up and say, maybe you may not be able to correct anything from what happened.
That's correct.
Because it's on the fault of the person doing the shooting anyway.
Yeah, everybody blames us for just about everything, and we're used to that. We have strong shoulders, but always look at the root cause. Who caused this?
Yeah.
Why were we out there? You know, obviously, Generette didn't have the manpower, didn't have the training to do something like this, didn't have the vehicles, but we were out there with three different SWAT teams, you know, in unity between the city of Iberia, the sheriff of Iberia. Everybody was out there in unity, and remember, who started this? We didn't start the fight.
Oh, no. Y'all had nothing to do with that. Y'all were trying to actually... One of the things y'all do, and people don't realize, y'all try to show up to get a peaceful resolution.
Correct.
Y'all are not there. Y'all are not there. But if it happens, then y'all got to do what you got to do. But y'all not there to give some kind of resolution on this thing where everybody shoot. That's not what y'all go for.
No, and entry is a last resort. We negotiated on this for 4 to 5 hours trying to get the guy to come out peacefully before finally you start worrying about the hostages, what's going on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm this is a guess. Just from talking to the officers, because I can't go question them now. You have protocol and policy. But no, we negotiated for most of the afternoon, and going in and making entry is a last resort.
Yeah. I just don't think people realize, a lot of people do, but some people don't realize, see, the police officer is not there to do damage. He's there to do damage control. He's trying to make sure a situation doesn't get out of hand. That's what I always thought y'all did. My you don't know this, but my grandfather was a sheriff in Hillville Parish. Bobby Griffin for 16 years. I was just a young kid. But I remember the days. He was actually a sheriff.
Wow.
And so I had a little bit of a background of looking at that from a different set of eyes. Not from y'all, but from a different set of eyes. It was always dangerous. My grandmother worried about him all the time. He was a sheriff, but she still worried about him.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it is a different type of job, takes a different type of person.
It is my pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless y'all, and I wish y'all really the best of luck.
Appreciate your support.
Right. God bless. All right, I take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
What's it going to take for you?
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the LHSAA, are the 110,000 high school sports students in Louisiana. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible.
because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
All right, hi y'all. Welcome back here at Dino's Pizza. I'll be here till 11 o'clock doing this segment of the program. More than welcome to come out. I'm going to stay here and eat as well. And matter of fact, my bride, like I said, she got me to book a table tonight. I think we got 14 and two grandbabies. So I forgot to ask my wife, am I paying tonight? I don't think I'm going to ask them. I think I might sneak off and let everybody pay for themselves. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. You can email us moon@moongrafon.com. Now, the next guest, I want you to turn around, David, and look at them pile of ribs over there. That look good? Yeah. You notice he's not sharing. He just piled up the ribs and came in here and ate.
Because that would be all over your uniform.
Do what now?
You don't eat that in uniform because that would be all over your uniform.
Everybody would know where you went on the rib. Hey, they might be sticky. They're getting ready to stick to the mouth, his mouth. Of course, I'm here with David Stanley. He's a senior corporal.
Yes, sir, senior corporal.
Okay. Before we start, I don't want to say it again. This is about Officer Jolivet. This is about raising money for his family. He's leaving his bride and five kids. I just couldn't imagine. They wake up one day and the daddy's gone and the husband's gone. So if you feel like giving, folks, please do. And there's so many ways you can give. One is you people that are not in the Lafayette area through Venmo. I'm telling y'all, I would be very appreciative. They got cash deposit at Maple Credit Union. And, of course, you can write a check and send it to Police Association of Lafayette. Somebody from, I know one or two from New Orleans has already done it. P.O. Box 90082, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. And just put memo to Jolivet family. And they're just trying to do something for a guy that's been taken away. And, by the way, you know, and David joins. David, I never did ask because, man, I read this and I really didn't get into some of the article. But how old was he?
Cejas was 35.
Pull that mic a little closer. He was 35?
35 years old,
I'm going to ask another question. What was the range of his kids?
Man, he has, from what an 18-year-old son, I believe, all the way down to the little girl must be 3 years old. Look, Moon, we had a candlelight vigil last night, and she spoke, and I was done.
Girl spoke?
Yes. She said...
they had to put me in the hearse, drive me away, because I'd have been going, oh, my God.
She spoke for, 30 seconds or so, but she said, my daddy is a hero, and I was done.
I believe that. That's what happens, though, is, and I don't know what his wife did for a living, if she worked. She might, all them kids, she maybe not worked. He may have been a big breadwinner in the family. I can't imagine going from what you're making to zero. And so, not having the support system with your wife or your husband.
I want to say this: the community, we've had multiple incidents that have happened in the last few years. We had Brian Rosa, who got ran over by a car and he survived, and we had Haley and Allen that got shot last year. And these officers are surviving because of our medical technology, not because they were seconds away from being another name on that wall. And they're still here with us. So
you know, one of the things I'm gonna put this, and you can tell me if I'm wrong because he's not in every day, but they tried to assassinate President Trump. Some of these people, and this guy right here, Jolivet, they got killed. That was like an assassination. They hit a guy that was coming in and tried to slow the system down, and he was assassinated. He was assassinated by a crazy guy. Now, that's one incident. I'm looking at Trump because Trump got shot. Mm-hmm. But it's still, to me, when we think of assassination, we think, oh, my God. But don't you think it's kind of like that when somebody's just taking shots at you and trying? They shooting at an officer because he's an officer. They're not shooting. They don't even know the man.
So I don't know exactly what happened. But whenever you decide to draw a gun on the police, you're responsible for everything that happens after that. We had Michael in 2017. Who was killed, and those facts are out there. It's been adjudicated. It's been in court. And that was absolutely, I'd feel comfortable saying that was an assassination. He waited, lured him into a building, and then he killed him.
You know, they had that in Baton Rouge a few years ago when all this crazy police, they fund the police crazy movement. And somebody drove and killed and shot some policemen in Baton Rouge. I mean, my good buddy Clay Young and them, they did fundraisers and stuff like this as well. But that was an assassination. That's exactly what that was. Now, look, I'm throwing that word in there, David. I don't want to misconstrue anything here. But I'm throwing that word in there because that's what it reminds me of. When I think of assassination, that's somebody trying to kill somebody on purpose.
Yes.
That's somebody said, I'm getting you. And it looks like this guy the other day, without going into detail, said, you come up to me, I'm going to pop you. And he didn't know that guy. He didn't know anything about him. He might have talked to him and said, you know what, here's a guy trying to help me.
See, one of our crisis negotiators. He was a talker. He wanted to talk people out. He wanted a peaceful resolution to these conflicts. That's the role he wanted to take, and that's why he was there.
I want people to realize what you guys do. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about all over the state and all over the country. I'm not just focusing here. Is that your main job is to bring peace. Your main job is not to go shoot somebody. That's not what you're trying to do. I would bet if you go home at night and you had a situation that you were able to talk somebody down and put the gun down and nobody got hurt, that was a great night. That was a great night, not only for y'all, for the people that were involved. That's when I look at police department and sheriff's department, everything that goes with it. That's what I think y'all job is. Now, y'all train because you saw what can happen. And yes. You have to be ready, and you got to be able to take action. Now, go ahead.
Moon, I've been, since 2004, I've been in law enforcement, and I can honestly, I've never had to shoot anybody. That's the one question probably everybody asks. Hey, you ever shot anybody? I've never had to.
I don't ask y'all that. I don't want to know.
Well, it happens a lot, and the question happens a lot. And I want to go to my retirement saying, no, I've never had to do that.
No, that's what I was going to tell you. That's why I brought up the scenario. You go home, nobody was shot, nobody killed. I would even be willing to bet you, and y'all are trained, and like I said earlier, so they got a shooter at that building. Y'all probably going to try to take him out. But if you get a chance to talk to him, he'll lay that gun down, you would still rather that scenario than taking him out. Because I had people go, in this situation, when I get into the situation, I'm using a situation like this, is why they just didn't take him out. He took one of them, just kill it. I get it. I understand it. And that's kind of how I think. But I'm not in your department. So, but if y'all could have talked that guy down after he killed your police friend, a family member, would you have done that?
Absolutely. That's what Sieges would have done.
Say that again, because I don't think the general public understands what you just said.
Sieges would have, as a crisis negotiator, that would have been his responsibility, and he would have done that himself. And we have other guys. Nadia, who you talked to, is one of our crisis negotiators.
Yeah, she told me. She's the one having the baby. I told her I wish she had twins. I don't know if she liked that.
So, look, one of my favorite things
twins.
To do.
My son has twins. I'm married to a twin. So that's why I said that. She said, huh, we got one. She was so thankful she got one she couldn't see straight.
Look, one of my favorite things to do, and you brought up an active shooter, is brag on our guys and brag on this department because I believe in this department. When the Grand Theater shooting happened, it took 30 seconds for the first police officer to get on scene and make entry to the Grand Theater. Gunshots were going off. That guy knew his life. There was four of them. Knew their life were in danger, and they made entry. And that's a situation where we're not talking anymore. We know people are being shot, and we're going in putting our lives in danger.
And once again, you're trained that way. You know what situations to face. You know what y'all got to do when you go in. You may not know the whole situation, but that guy's wiping people out. You're not going in to be his friend. You can't. This guy's killing. You know, me and my wife was, when was that? Was that 10 years ago? Five years ago?
The Grand Theater was probably close to 10 years ago.
Yeah, me and my bride had taken a trip, and we had some a young girl keeping my two smaller kids. You know, they were in that theater the night before.
Man, look.
When we thought about them being in the theater the night before, we thought, oh, my God. And you know how we found out? I had a buddy of mine from Lake Charles text me. Said, I'm so sorry to hear what's going on in Lafayette. Now, we're sitting here watching TV, and it was a beautiful situation, saying, so sorry to hear what's happening in Lafayette. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, dude, they had a shooter at the theater. He said, turn it on Fox. We went out there to watch the news. Turn it on Fox. They come in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah.
First call my wife made was to the babysitter. She said, is that Aunt Tanya? No, they were both there yesterday. Yeah. And we like, went, oh, my God, but for the people that were there, people that got hurt or killed, that was
sad. I think that's what the reality is. Everybody's been to the theater on Johnston, right? You can all put yourself in that situation because we've all gone there. It's the biggest theater in Lafayette.
The other thing y'all have to deal with, too, people don't realize, is people fleeing the shooting.
Yes.
Because we're not trained on what to do. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You're trying to get them to move and get out the way. You don't know if somebody's mixed in it. That's all a problem.
So I wanted to – those guys I know didn't hesitate no matter what was going on. We think of our kids and family every day, and any good parent does. But and I know C just didn't hesitate to go to this call. C just, whenever he got the call and said, we need you in Jeanerette, I guarantee you, he said, I'm gone.
All right, no doubt.
And that's what he showed up. Man – I do want to say a couple of things before we
yeah, real quick. We got Walker. Give me a minute right here, and we're going to take a break.
I want to thank Tim and Dino's. This community, the Lafayette community as a whole, has always come together for us during the Grand Theater shooting, during when Michael was killed last year, when Haley was shot, when Brian, I mentioned that, was run over. This community, you putting us on here, pushing this fundraiser.
I want to thank Town Square Media because I went to Pam and to Bruce and them, and normally they charge them remotes. They said, go do it.
And so you we told were good me not to thank you. But
no, don't thank Romans, me. Thank them. They're the ones that I could go do
it. In the Bible, Moon, it says, give honor to where honor is due, and that's what I want to make sure we do today. The mayor, president, the chief. Yeah. The chief has displayed excellent leadership throughout this. And he won't brag on himself, but I will.
Thank you, Moon. My friend, God bless all y'all and all the family. All right, got to take a quick break. One more last break. Tim Metcalf's going to rejoin. Talk about what they're doing. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. We had Dino's Pizza right here on Bertrand. I guess I'll eat lunch since I'm here. I owe it to myself. We'll be right back.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed Early Bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two Cars, Two Winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. PICU, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you could win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation, Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. Dream big.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
The summer heat is a plan.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James. Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can email me, moon at moongriffon.com. Also, telling Tim right now, I will be gone Friday and Monday. That's my whole vacation this summer is Friday and Monday.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw the weekend. Me and my bride's going to get away for a couple of days. But the reason why I'm telling that kid she won't come Thursday, tomorrow. I don't want to walk in and miss his food on Friday.
Right.
So, Tim, let's talk about this again because you've got experience. You know, and I say this not to boast to get your head bigger than Dallas, but
y'all have always been about community, and y'all have always been wrapped up with the police department, the sheriff department. I see them eating all the time in your restaurants, and you've always been supportive of our, not only of our military, but of our police departments, and where you have businesses at.
Right, right. We try to, again, we try to help those that protect us, you know, that serve the community, and respectful to them, and help them out in times of need.
Y'all have been, now look, we only in Bertrand, but I'm taking College Saloons rolling, and Prejean's is getting ready to open too. So
yeah.
Let's talk about what y'all are doing today. So people realize, because I've had questions like a guy texted me a while ago, if the office ordered, is that money going to go to this? So let's talk about what y'all doing first.
Okay.
And you got three locations at Dino's and two with Prejean's.
Right.
So talk about what y'all doing today. From the first penny that comes in to the last.
100% of all sales, exclusive of gift cards. 100% of catering orders to go, dine in, eat in. We'll go, 15% will go to corporate.
And that's just total sales.
Total sale.
And yes, a check will be given tomorrow.
A check will be given, well, four checks, but yeah.
Well, no, four different places, but still.
Right, yeah.
And people ask you, well, how do they get the money? How do you know it goes to the right thing? Well, first of all, I know y'all.
Well, the police are sitting right here. They told me, sure.
No, I know people want to know when you can get the money. Because I've read some fundraising and they don't get the money for 2 weeks.
Mm-mm.
You're giving tomorrow. The money tomorrow because you're going to be like, this is not
common. I'm not corporate. I'm Tim Metcalf.
And you're not Common Core math.
That's right. That's right. That's right. 15% is 15%, no matter how you spell
it. It's pretty too. If you got $100,000, it's
$15,000. $15,000. Yeah.
You have no idea what's going to come
in. Well, you're probably around in that ballpark. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that would be awesome.
It will be. I want to write a big check.
No doubt about it. And by the way, if they've had people literally walk in here already. I've seen at least, I don't know, 8 or 10 walk in and just give cash. So they can come to the restaurants. If they come to the restaurants and they want to leave a check or cash, what do they need to tell you? Service?
Come on. For Jalavez family. We'll put it in a lockbox and we're going to turn it over to the police tomorrow.
Yeah, some of them gave cash to the policemen.
Yeah.
So they were saying,
if you've got officers here, give it to them. They'll take it. They'll
yeah, but that I want people to know that. So you're going down the road at 4 o'clock today and say, oh, my God, I want to give some money. I'm passing Dino's appraisal. Yeah. You can pull over there and say, you know what, here's a $50, $100, $10, whatever. By the way, I know people came in and I didn't see how much money they gave, and it didn't matter. So if somebody came and gave
$10. It doesn't matter. $1, $5, whatever.
That's going directly to them, but if they come eat, 15%.
15%, yeah. We can give however you want. We don't care.
Yeah, by the way, Venmo, people that are not in the area.
Right.
Venmo, the Police Association of Lafayette for the Jalavet family. Everybody knows how to Venmo.
Right.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't either. The young people know how to do that.
But when they tell you how to do it, tell them to explain that to me. I got my bride.
My wife
needed Venmo. Same. I say, here's the money. Venmo it to so-and-so.
Same,
I got my son.
That's why we get along.
Yeah, my kids and my wife take care of that for me because I'm not going to do it. The other thing is cash deposit and Maple Credit Union. And, of course, they can write a check payable to the police association in their name.
Right.
And if you don't know what to do, then go to – call the police headquarters. They'll probably tell you where to go. They can probably call
probably take
here.
It right there at the headquarters.
All right, Tim, for people that are coming here, since y'all been so busy, what aren't you doing anymore? Is that something you can't do anymore?
We've kind of stopped lunch to go orders right now because we've got an outpouring on the book. So we catch up. We're trying to catch up.
But if you catch up at 1 or 2 o'clock, you open
it
back
up.
Oh,
then open it back up. Okay. We'll open the portal back up. Tonight's still open.
I told Tanya Tim was nice enough to book about 14 people and 2 grandbabies tonight. I got him coming here. The thing I forgot to ask my wife was, who's paying?
Well, you already know.
No. But when we go out with the kids and the grandbabies, I know I ain't getting paid on that, but I thought these are friends and people. I thought they're going to look at the end of the table and say, here's the bill, Mr. Griffon.
You just tell me who to send the bill to. We'll take care.
At that point, I'm going to total up the bill and just go give you 15% to give to the Jalavet family, and I'm going to get the hell out of here.
All right, we'll call it even.
That way, they got their money, and I got my sense.
There we go.
By the way, I got to tell you a funny story. You know this story. Pam, you got to listen to this funny story, and I told the officers a while ago off the record, but I'm going to say it on the record now. So this happened a few years ago, all this Black Lives Matter police stuff. I walked in, and they had a police force of 6 or 8 people, and I'm sitting across. And I said, you know what? I saw them getting water and salads, and I said, I'm going to pick up their meals.
I remember that.
Remember I told
remember,
you?
I was there that day.
I think it was 6 of them. I said, six of them, 20, 100, 120 bucks, 80 bucks, something like that, no problem. So I sat down and ate my food. And while I was winding down, I told the waitress, I'm going to pick up the meal. They start bringing the chicken, and they start bringing the to-go boxes and the to-go order and all that stuff. And the lady come back, and I go, I didn't ask her. I said, Mr. Moon, they ordered a lot more than you thought. I said, I put my foot in my mouth now. I ain't taking it away. I said, don't matter. I'll pay for it. $185. And they're $185 plus the $20 I spent $200 out eating. And so.
What's your good call?
When I left, apparently the waitress, because when I was there, I said, look, don't tell
him. Don't tell him. Right.
Anyway, she probably told him because one of the police officers wrote me. It was a lady that comes into KPL all the time, back in those days, all the time to do PR stuff. She wrote me the nicest letter I've ever got in my life.
There you go.
It was the nicest letter. Said, you know, everybody doesn't rug, everybody doesn't do that.
No.
What you did was beyond a call of duty. And I froze. It was such a nice letter from this lady who said, I knew you from KPL. I go there, and so I was able to pinpoint who the person was.
That's a cheap $200. So.
By the way, it was an email.
Okay.
So I was able to email her back and said, yeah, I appreciate it. And I never forget. So moral of the story is next time I see a bunch of policemen eating, I might wait till they eat.
It's a good thing.
I would look back. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't offer it. Once you offer, you can't take it
back. Can't take it back.
Tim, I'm going to wrap up with you. Dino's Pizza once again and praise y'all.
All locations.
The last dollar brought in today. What are you doing again?
15% of all sales through the Dino's and the Prejean's locations will go to the Jolivet family. 15%.
Okay, there's other ways to give.
Simple.
They walk into any of the restaurants and say, I don't have time to eat, here's 10, 50 bucks, $5, 5,000. Matter of fact, the first person to email me today was a guy in New Orleans. He wanted to give some money to the foundation.
Right.
He's got a lot of ties here.
Right.
He wanted to,
right.
I thought it was kind of cool.
That's great, yeah.
Tim Metcalf's his name. Folks, thank you, Tim, always.
Thank you.
All right. We got to get out of here. God bless. Have a great day. Hope you get – hey, you don't have to just give money. Come eat. You got to eat. You get to eat great food, and a percentage of it goes to a great cause. God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.